Before we hop into ABC News, we have a long-lost guest who returneth to WKLM, Lieutenant Todd Roberts from the Ohio State Highway Patrol. I guess I was leaving pause for people to guess, but I can't really hear if you guess.
Yeah.
It's kind of one of those days. It's one of those days.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So welcome back.
Good morning. It's good to be back.
It's like the weather never changed from when you were here. I know, last
same
time.
Same thing. Yeah, I get.
And I think today's the first day of spring. I think
it's,
today's
later tonight. I heard. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We're hoping that comes quicker than later, but yes.
But because we're at that point in the month, we just passed St. Patrick's Day. Mm-hmm. Generally, a big day weekend for you guys because there's a lot of alcohol involved. Sure. Generally. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not just wearing the green for some
right.
folks and speaking with the accent that not most people are good at.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'd be one of them people. Yes.
Yeah.
But how did things go on the road in Wayne and Holmes counties for St. Patrick's Day weekend?
Yeah, overall pretty well. We had no fatal crashes, so that's a plus. We're actually down this year from where we were last year in fatal crashes, so that's a positive number that we can talk about. But as far as the St. Patrick's Day weekend, we did make a few OVI arrests. That's not uncommon on St. Patrick's Day. As you said, people tend to partake a little bit. This year it fell on some of the weekend holidays, so that probably led to a little more activity than you would see.
A little more partaking.
Yeah, than you would see during the week. But we did make four OVI arrests over the Friday, Saturday evening this year, which is probably pretty average for that. So it wasn't a real high spike.
Is good.
Yeah, we keep telling people, you know, make those good decisions if you're going to go out and have a good time. And that's great, you know, to celebrate the holiday or to hang out with friends. And, you know, that a lot of times involves a couple drinks for some people, and that's fine. It's just making that plan that you're not getting behind the wheel afterwards. And so we hope that message got out. You know, we've
are they listening? They're really listening?
Yeah, we hope so.
Some people are way too young for that.
Right. So yeah, we hope that people are taking heed of what we're saying and they're making those decisions before they go out to do those things. So yeah, no serious crashes that resulted in a fatality, anything like that. Like I said, the four OVI arrests. So overall, a steady weekend, but nothing crazy. That's good.
That is definitely good. Now, you said that fatalities are down, which is fabulous. Mm-hmm. Excellent. But it feels like for those that have like the Holmes County Sheriff app that get road closed sign notifications, that is kind of an increasing. How are we looking at just regular accidents on the roads this year?
Yeah, we've definitely seen a little bit of an uptick in crashes in total. Obviously, we cover two counties. We cover Wayne and Holmes County, so our numbers spike a little bit. There's three times as many crashes that we have in Wayne County than we do in Holmes County, and that tends to be because of population and busier roads and things like that. But yeah, we're up probably somewhere in the number of 150 crashes this year from where we were this point last
150?
Year. Yeah, and some of that is, you know, some weather-related incidents that we've had where there's been a snow day or something like that, and so that doesn't mean all of those are serious injury crashes, but just crashes in general. So it is a bit of a spike this year as far as that, but we are down pretty well in the serious injury and fatal crashes. So we understand that traffic crashes are going to happen, and we hope that those little fender benders are the majority of what we have.
It's a bad thing, but it's one of the funnest things to say. Fender bender.
So, you know, like I said, uptick in crashes, but we've really been focusing on this year some of our high crash roads, especially in the Wayne County area. We did some studies over the last 5 year averages to look and see where are these crashes happening and how can we focus our efforts. A lot of people, I think they think we just kind of float around and just randomly choose our locations. Get that quota, look for those tickets. But a lot of what we do is statistic based and data driven. And so we have programs that show us where these crashes happen, the causes of these crashes, and we've really started to focus our people into those specific areas to try and limit those number of fatal crashes. And so far this year, it seems to be successful. We focused on three specific routes in Wayne County that have caused us problems over about the last 4 or 5 years, and we've been fatal free on those roads so far. So that's the hope that's working. We'll continue to look at that evidence as we move forward and see where we need to adjust.
And it's really paying attention is a big thing to even stop the fender benders.
Yes. Yeah. That's, well, as we talk about paying attention, as we get into April, April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month. And so, that's something that we're going to be focusing on coming up in here in the next month. And something that we've really been focusing on for the past year since the law changes, and just making sure that we're educating people on that new law that is in effect. It, you know, it used to be you could use your phone in your car. It was a secondary offense. You couldn't be stopped directly for that offense. Well, that law changed. It's now a primary offense. So if we see you on your phone using that in any shape or form, more than one single swipe on your phone or one single touch on your phone, that's probable cause for us to make a traffic stop and issue a citation. And we do take that one pretty seriously. You know, we talk about seatbelts all the time, and we don't give warnings for seatbelts. Distracted driving is another one that we typically don't give a warning for, because we see so many crashes that revolve around people being distracted. And just, you know, when you take your eyes off the road for just a couple seconds to look at your phone, I mean, you can cover the length of a football field just like that and not even see anything that's around you. So your ability to make quick decisions, that reactionary time gets taken away. You can drift off the road. All of those things are contributing to that distracted when you're in a car. So as we get into these spring months and coming into summer, that's going to be another thing that you're going to see us doing a lot of, is that distracted driving enforcement.
Well, as we head into spring, you know, we get more creatures running mm-hmm. about doing their spring, like, woo!
Yeah, yeah.
You get more people out and about running on the roads doing their spring, woo!
Yeah, as we talk about here, you know, here
bicycles, but
right, know. Here in Holmes County, what that we always see through the spring and the summer is that uptick in traffic, people coming to the area to visit, and the tourism that we have here is fantastic, and it really helps the economy and all of those things around here, but that is more traffic and more opportunities for these things to happen, these crashes, these people to be distracted because they don't know where they are and they're checking their phones.
That.
Right, yeah.
They, oh, man, look
yeah.
at that.
And we have a lot of pedestrian traffic and bicycle traffic around here. And so that's
that a lot of people aren't
yeah,
used
that
to.
Yeah, they're not used to. And so that being aware of your surroundings and what is going on in front of you is hugely important.
In front of you, beside you.
Yeah.
Watch your peripherals.
Yeah.
Another word.
Now you're getting bigger words.
Now we're getting into the big words today.
Yeah.
Getting into the big boy words today.
Yeah. So yeah, lots of things coming up. You know, especially with the weather breaking, we'll be able to maybe diverge from the crash handling for all the cars in the ditches and things like that, to looking at these things that are really causing crashes. Because at the end of the day, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to prevent these traffic crashes. We're trying to change people's behavior to make it so that everybody's safe on the road.
We all want everybody to get from point A to point B, whether it's the shortest distance or not. I'm throwing in a lot of math class here today. I'm gonna have to back off
that's early.
A little bit. Yeah. Getting from point A to point B without going
right. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if that's...
I felt like doing sound effects.
You need a soundboard that plays all the...
I am the soundboard.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, that's what we're looking for, is to reduce those things, to keep those things from happening. So, if people, you know, just put these thoughts in their head before they get behind the wheel, the hope is that it changes that behavior a little.
Paying attention. Mm-hmm. Simple habits save lives.
You keep saying it. Yeah.
Someday somebody's gonna
we're
pick
gonna get
it up.
We're gonna get one of those magnets made to put on your bumper.
as long as it's a magnet.
Yes. Because well, everybody's seen our magnets with the click it or ticket or the things like that. So
be a big banner. Yeah, we can have its own little little thing. like you do with the click it or ticket, its own apparently I'm better at math than words today, and that doesn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Its own, I'm not following either. So,
at any rate, you know, the thing you do with the click it or ticket, it's whole, what's that called? It's a campaign.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's election day, and I can't think of the word campaign.
Correct. Yeah. Now I'm following you.
Oh.
All right. Gotcha. We can do that. We can do that.
Yes. A whole simple habit save lives.
There you go.
You can have a whole month. That could be your 8 May.
There we go.
Suggest
right.
it.
We've
do you have
made
a suggestion
plan.
Box that isn't file 13?
Yes, we do, actually. Yeah.
I think that's probably an old reference, too.
Yeah, probably. I would agree. Yeah.
All right. On that note, before we digress. Yes,
I think we've covered the gamut this morning.
All the gamuts.
So, yeah, we appreciate everybody, you know, being safe over the holiday week or the St. Patrick's Day weekend, and look forward to continuing that trend as we go through the summer.
Woo, keep it up, y'all. All right. Thank you, Lieutenant Roberts, for hanging out with us here for a few minutes this morning.